Next morning, Baum received word that the enemy was in possession of a grist mill near the crossing of Little White Creek. On Baum's approach, the rebels fired one volley and then withdrew into the woods.
Sneaky.
They took the planks off the bridge to slow down Baum and his troops.
The planks off the bridge.
Which gave the rebels time to return to Stark and inform him of the enemy's imminent arrival.
So the American rebels have learned the movements of Baum's force, and Stark orders more men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having some trouble getting my bearings here.
Oh, that's because the last upgrade of New York 22 and 67 across Little White Creek straightened the highway.
Oh.
Today, the mill site is near or under the southwest corner of the fill over the Little White Creek Ravine.
The mill burned down in 1896. To see the mill site, you have to look upstream from the fill. Okay, back to Baum.
Well, they were slowed down about an hour fixing the dismantled bridge, and men were flooding into camp, wanting to be armed, but Baum didn't have enough guns.
This is good then, right? Recruiting loyalist support is part of their mission.
Oh, definitely. Especially since Baum and his men are outnumbered, and he knows it.
So, how many men came into his camp?
According to some historians, over 300 men from the Hoosick area. And here's an interesting coincidence. The recruiter was Franz Josef Pfister, a Braunschweig-born military engineer and a cartographer that served the British during the French and Indian War. At the end of the war, he settled in Hoosick.
Ah, nice. A loyalist from Hoosick. And he just so happens to be from the same small corner of the world as Baum and his troops.
Well, the situation still doesn't look good for Baum. Here's some of what Baum wrote to Burgoyne.
I have ordered 30 provincials and an officer to guard the provision and the pass of the bridge. People are flocking in hourly, but want to be armed. The savages cannot be controlled. They ruin and take everything they please.
That is the second time Baum has complained to Burgoyne about the Indians.
Wasmus was in the skirmish too. Here's his account.
We set out at 5 o'clock this morning. Reached the parish of St. Croix, near a beautiful house, and a grist mill full of flour and several barrels of salt. Our savages had driven off the rebels that were standing in front of the bridge. Thereby, one of the savages was wounded, whom I had to bandage on orders of our commander. At this point, the enemy had just slaughtered an ox. It had not yet been completely skinned. We set out again and marched across the bridge at the mill. At the houses we were passing, we came across some more horses, which we took along.